This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Jeffrey L. Bruner, Appellant versus State of Missouri. Respondent, decided March 31st, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District. In division Jeffrey L. Bruner, E., Appellant. No, SD 3840V. Filed March 31st, 2025, State of Missouri. Respondent. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Jasper County. Honorable Gail L. Crane, Judge dismissed Jeffrey L. Bruner, appeals the motion court's denial of his motion for post-conviction relief filed pursuant to Rule 29.15. 1. Because Bruner's amended motion for post-conviction relief was not timely filed, the motion court lacked authority to rule on the amended motion. Thus, the order entered by the motion court denying post-conviction relief was not a final appealable order. Accordingly, we dismiss the appeal. 1. Unless otherwise indicated, rule references are to Missouri Court Rules, 2017. 2. Factual background. A Jasper County jury found Bruner guilty of one count of first-degree murder and one count of armed criminal action. On June 15, 2015, the Circuit Court sentenced Bruner to life imprisonment without parole on the murder count and 5 years imprisonment on the armed criminal action count to be served concurrently. Bruner filed a direct appeal to this court. On August 3, 2016, we issued an en banc opinion affirming Bruner's conviction and transferring the case to the Supreme Court of Missouri. The Supreme Court affirmed Bruner's conviction in an opinion issued on January 16, 2018, and entered its mandate on April 3, 2018. State versus Bruner, 541 SWW3D, 529, Mo Bank, 2018. Bruner filed a pro se motion for post-conviction relief on June 13, 2018, alleging 24 claims of ineffective assistance of trial counsel and 2 claims of ineffective assistance of appellate counsel. Bruner subsequently retained counsel, who entered his appearance in the motion court on July 3, 2018. On August 9, 2018, counsel requested an extension of time to file an amended motion for post-conviction relief. Amended motion, which the trial court granted on August 13, 2018. Counsel filed the amended motion on October 2, 2018. The motion court held a hearing on the amended motion on September 26, 2023, and issued its findings of fact and conclusions of law denying post-conviction relief on January 24, 2024. Bruner appealed, raising one claim, that the motion court erred in sustaining the state's objections to multiple hearsay statements at the motion hearing. Legal standards. We review the findings of fact and conclusions of law denying a post-conviction motion filed pursuant to Rule 29.15 for clear error. Gittemeyer v. State, 527 SW3D 6467, Mortgage Bank 2017, quoting Price v. State, 422 SW3D 292-294, Motive Bank 2014. Findings and conclusions 3 are clearly erroneous if, after a review of the entire record, the court is left with the definite and firm impression that a mistake has been made. Ed. At 6768, quoting Price, 422 SW3D at 294. Before we may consider the merits of the point on appeal, however, we must independently determine whether the motions for post-conviction relief were timely filed. Harley v. State, 633 SW3D 92-9016, Moapta ED 2021, citing Moore v. State, 458 SW3D 822-825, Mo Bank 2015. Rule 2915G, time limits for filing an amended motion are mandatory and cannot be extended by the motion court. Gittemeyer, 527 SW3D at 68, citing Stanley v. State, 420 SW3D 532-540-41, Mo Bank 2014. We are required to enforce the mandatory rules of the Supreme Court of Missouri. Cooper v. State, 675 SWW3D 718, 720, Mobed App SD 2023. All claims raised in an untimely amended motion filed by retained counsel are waived. Garrettson v. State, 695 SW3D 255, 262, Mode App WD 2024, citing Gittemeyer, 527 SW3D at 66. When an untimely amended motion is filed, the motion court should not permit the filing of the amended motion and should proceed with adjudicating the movement's initial motion. It honors at 263, citing Briggs versus State, 621 SW3D 614, 618 MOAP WD 2021. When the pro se motion does not raise identical claims to those in the amended motion, and the motion court did not adjudicate all the claims in the pro se motion, the motion court's judgment is not final, and the appeal must be dismissed. Turned at 263. See also Cooper, 675 SW3D at 722, dismissing appeal because the motion court failed to adjudicate the claims raised in movement's initial motion, and there is no final judgment for us to review. Discussion. To determine if T.